I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The United States and Poland signed a missile shield agreement today. The deal allows the U.S. to locate missile interceptors on Polish territory. Those interceptors are meant to provide protection from long-range missile attacks from countries such as Iran. But Russia is strongly opposed to having a missile shield system on its doorstep. Today, the Russian government warned that it would respond to the U.S.-Poland agreement with more than just diplomatic protests. All of this comes as tensions simmer over Russia's military actions in Georgia. The World's Jason Margolis has more.
Today's agreement would put 10 U.S. missile interceptors in Poland. It'd be part of a shield that would complement a proposed radar system in the Czech Republic. Speaking in Warsaw today, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said the missile defense system in Poland will help combat what she calls threats of 21st century warfare.
Of long-range missile threats from countries like Iran or from North Korea. This is a system that is defensive and is not aimed at anyone. It is nonetheless a system that establishes firmly again and reaffirms the strategic cooperation, relationship, and friendship between Poland and the United States.
Polish President Lech Kaczyński called the agreement a great success for Poland.
The installation of the shield in Poland means not only a strengthening of our position in the world, which proves Poland to have an important geopolitical role, it is also clear proof of the strengthening of an alliance with the most powerful country in the world, the United States of America.
As was expected, today's news was not well received in Moscow. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov canceled a planned trip to Warsaw for September. Last week, a senior Russian general warned that if Poland signed an agreement, it was leaving itself open to retaliation and possibly even a nuclear attack. Today, former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev wrote a blistering op-ed in the New York Times. He accused the West of mounting a propaganda campaign depicting Russia as the bully in the current battle with Georgia. Gorbachev added that the Bush administration deals with Russia in a condescending way in a number of affairs, that the Americans do whatever they please, such as putting up missile defenses in countries that neighbor Russia. Poland's foreign minister, Radek Sikorski, tried to play down Russian objections.
We hope Russia will be a partner. She's our neighbor. We have offered Russia inspection and monitoring rights of the facilities so that she may be sure that it is intended only for the purposes declared, and I think that should give Russia enough confidence to get used to the system.
But that's a far cry from what Russia wanted. Russia has proposed a joint missile defense system built partly on its territory. Former U.S. Ambassador to the Soviet Union Jack Matlock says that would have been a much better idea, technically and politically.
Of course it would be better. I mean, I'll tell you, having been President Reagan's advisor on these matters, he would have jumped at a chance to have a joint program if Gorbachev had offered it. It was a mistake of Gorbachev not to. In fact, he said all along, if we ever develop effective defenses, we should share them with others. We cannot allow this to be perceived as a part of an offensive strategy. And the way we're doing it now, we are inviting it to be perceived as an offensive strategy.
That's the perception that both Washington and Poland are trying to refute. Polish Foreign Minister Sikorski insists that a missile shield will protect all NATO countries against long-range ballistic missiles.
As you may have seen a few years ago in the confrontation between Hezbollah and Israel, you can bring to a standstill an advanced industrial society with relatively primitive missiles. And just like the wars of the 20th century were tank wars, the 21st century might be the century of missile wars, and every weapon needs a counterweapon.
But there's one overriding factor in all of this. It hasn't been proven if a missile defense system would work. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.